Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The base rate has been at 0.5% for a year now, so is there any point in locking up your cash? The dollar strengthens against the pound and the euro weakens, but what does that mean for your investments? And if you want to borrow a few million, what will a bank accept as security? You may be surprised. All this to come in this week's FT Money Show. I'm Matthew Vincent, and I'll be giving you the lowdown on all of these money matters in downloadable form with my colleagues from FT Money, Steve Lodge.
Hello.
Ellen Kelleher.
Hello.
Tanya Poley.
Hello.
And special studio guest Jeremy Cook, Chief Economist at foreign exchange broker World First.
Hello.
So let's start with the money news. On Thursday, the Bank of England held the base rate at a record low of 0.5% for a 12th consecutive month. But while homeowners with tracker rate mortgages have been reaping the benefits for the past year, savers have continued to struggle to keep their cash deposits growing even in line with inflation. In fact, research by DeFacto, commissioned by FT Money, has found that more than 40 so-called notice accounts, which are meant to pay higher rates if you lock your money up for 90 days, now pay less than 0.5% themselves. Steve, notice accounts are supposed to be one of the few ways you can get a better deal. So what's going on?
Well, Matthew, you're right. You've highlighted, or the research highlights, that there's no real premium out there. People are, if you like, paying to wait to get their money. Some of these accounts are paying as little as 0.1% on big balances as well, £5,000 or more. And some of them are from very big names, if I can name a couple. Halifax's Extra Income Saver gives only 0.13%, and that's up to £10,000. But at the same time, demands 60 days notice. And Britannia's Premium Saver account yields just 0.12%, and that's on balances up to £20,000, and at the same time requires 30 days notice.
So these names are completely spurious now, or Extra and Premium. They clearly don't pay that. You'd think that banks would be wanting money that they